Hello and welcome to another episode of Hacker Public Radio. This is Pokey. I'm coming to you Dave Yates style today from the car for what is, for me, an uncharacteristic show, a short one. I figured out something really cool today, and it was a neat little hack that I thought maybe, like, I don't know, one person might be interested in. But I found out how to totally game those little find the differences games. I was playing a free one on my Android phone, and I know, like, they have them in bars sometimes, and people are all impressed if you're any good at them. But I found out how to do those things very, very easily. If it's a side-by-side picture, at least. I don't know about a top-to-bottom one. I haven't seen one of those where they split the screen top-to-bottom. But if the picture goes side-by-side, try looking at the thing just the same way that you would look at one of those old magic eye posters, where one eye looks, you know, your left eye looks at the left one and your right eye looks at the right one at the same time, and then you kind of focus in on it. It's not that hard to do with a little bit of practice. But if you do that, the differences pop out at you like they're in 3D. If there's been something removed or added from the picture, it almost looks three-dimensional. A little bit harder to tell is where they don't remove an item, but they might change its color. And if the colors are very different from one another, then it almost seems to shimmer, I guess might be a word for it. I don't know, it's maybe takes on like a metallic hue or something. I don't know, it looks different, it looks weird. If the color's real different. If the colors are close, or if the thing they change the color on is really small, you might not see it that way. It might be too hard to see. But otherwise, yeah, you can spot stuff really, like, almost instantly you can spot stuff. But then if you go to reach in front of your face and tap on the thing, because they're always touch screen games, you know? If you go to reach in front of your face and tap on it, then your finger will break your focus and the rest of the things, you won't be able to find them. You'll have to, like, refocus your eyes again like that, and that actually takes a second. But it's quick if you can do it once. Spot all the things and memorize, but there's usually only like five things you have to find. Memorize where those five things are, and then focus your eyes back to normal and just tap where those five things were. You'll do it so fast, it's so quick, you won't even recognize what the five things are. You're just touching on the five spots on the screen where things jumped out at you. You might not even be able to tell what the particular object was. But I thought that was really cool. It was really fun. And then, like, if you can't find the fifth thing, look for a tomato or a pepper or lipstick, because those are things that they like to change the colors on that are real small, that's a little more difficult to notice. They change colors of peppers a lot, and it's hard to tell since they come in so many colors. It doesn't jump out at you immediately, no matter which way you do it. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. I was playing the game on my Android phone, and my high score was like 35,000, and once I figured that trick out, my very next score was like over 500,000, if that tells you anything. And then on the timed one, I went from like taking, I don't know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes, I think. I don't know, I rolled that high score off the screen. And then, like, as I figured it out, it went from that to 11 minutes, and then down to 5 and down to 3 minutes for the thing that used to take me like 5 minutes. And then that's when I tried the straight up high score one, and my high score went from 35,000 to like well over 500,000. So I thought that was a cool trick. Impress your friends at bars, you win bar tricks that way and just amaze people, and they won't know how the hell you're doing it, and you can have a lot of fun with it. Maybe try to win a drink or something, or win a bar bet. But neat little life hack for a game that I'm sure everyone has seen or played at least once. All right, hey, thanks a lot. That's it for me today. Sorry it was less of a serious one, but have a little fun with it if you can. All right, see ya.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, Go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.
Meanwhile, back at the point.